it couldn't have gone any worse.
Yeah.
And after that day, I realized I could do anything in this town. Like, I'm like, I don't think anything will ever be that hard again.
Yeah.
And I have yet to have a job that hard. I've had some hard ones.
You got your cherry pops. Welcome to Passions for Life. We're your hosts, Natalie Z and Travis Schult, a.k.a. Gwen the Second, and OG Ethan. Pull back the curtain on the underbelly of your favorite show that you always denied watching, Passions.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hello.
Good to be back.
Travis, hi, Ben.
Hello.
Ben Hayes here.
Yeah, I'm
is
here.
With us yeah. again.
Welcome, Ben.
How's your week, Ben?
Good. It's... You know, just doing the usual thing.
Bread making.
Bread making.
God damn,
Ben brought us some delicious bread.
Yes. Yeah. Basic, but delicious.
It is basic.
Well, no, Ben's basic for making bread. I mean, all the basic
She's calling you basic, man.
No, he knows.
Yeah.
Basic Ben.
Well, no, that's not where we're going.
That's actually not what I said.
Basic Ben, basic bread.
No,
this is how she said it.
You heard her say it. We'll listen to it and you can hear her saying it.
We're going to cut this out.
Yeah.
How was y'all's week?
Ben from Texas. I was doing something equally as basic. What were we talking about? And when I said, will we ever speak about anything interesting ever again?
Oh, that's when we were talking about the different, like the pantry organizing.
Oh, organizing
pantry
the pantry.
Organizing.
And we
what
should all just
doing?
Take a nap.
What?
I'm just talking about bread, pretty much. And yeah. face masks,
We're talking
I believe.
About what people were are taking up. All their free time with what they're doing in the yeah.
busy board. We were talking about
busy board
about
That's
how
right.
how people are
busy board
feeling overwhelmed with activity and yet bored.
Yeah,
right
to shit. Yeah,
you're just doing stuff to.
How about you, Travis? What's your week been like? How's it going? I can tell you because I've spent every waking.
Yeah,
second.
I'm like I don't know. Ask my wife.
We did get out and we went and
yeah. Ben and I went and hit.
Some tennis balls.
First yeah. time in a while.
These and balls?
These balls.
These balls. Not the same as these nuts.
Not, doesn't work. Not as good.
We tried.
That was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. That's about it.
Let's talk passions.
Wow. These are weekly recap
well,
ideas.
Well, you know, we're getting used to it. And it's also pandemic times. It's end of days right now. So... do you think there's anyone left listening? Do you think
well,
anyone?
Let's charge ahead.
Passions, you guys. So, you may or may not know from the last episode, our friend Ben here never partook in the old passions back in the day.
I'm not surprised by this.
I'm not surprised by this either. You don't seem the type.
Okay, I thought you were a little surprised.
Well, I wasn't in college then anymore, so I was like working. So.
Yeah, you were an adult.
You were an adult. You were a responsible member of society.
What was I doing? What? It's 1999?
99 was
yeah.
July 5th.
Yeah, I think I was working at Dell.
Wow.
Oh, you had like a job.
God, you were like a grown-up.
I was.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Nepotism. My cousin worked there. Got me a job.
Oh, really? That's how you got the job?
Yeah.
Through your cousin?
Yeah. Living in Austin.
Yeah. Does your cousin still work for Dell?
Damn, almost. We were so close, Trav.
Did you want a
can
Dell
call,
computer?
I want a Dell computer.
Oh, I want a Dell job. I just want a job at Dell.
Look, I can talk to my brother. He used to work there too. So
right,
okay, talk
do.
To talk to Jamie.
I'll talk to Jamie.
See if you can get us a Dell computer.
Nonetheless, now we have recruited this young man to help us along in this journey and watch the episodes with fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes.
Fresh ears. And
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Either. We all watched the episode recently. Ben watched it twice.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
I kind of enjoy it.
I couldn't have done it.
This one
twice.
Had a hard time. I had a hard time for different reasons. I was just very bored.
I was nauseous.
So
sick to my stomach.
For those of you who are wondering, Passions first episode, like we said, it aired July 5th, 1999. And as with most soap operas, it did not, there's no episode title. So this was just straight up episode one. And this was, you know, establishing the characters like you do and all the families. And there were a lot. So they, well, they actually, one huge part of the show was not introduced in the first episode, which I was really surprised by. And I forgot to talk to you about it. But
what's that?
Well, spoiler alert for this one.
I'll close my ears.
Tabitha and Timmy.
Oh, I knew about that.
Yeah, yeah, you can't not know. I mean, you were on YouTube. Rock, you were just at Dell.
Right.
Right.
There was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's in
But
the
isn't that fascinating
art.
that wasn't, that, I would have thought
It's
that
not.
Would
it was done on purpose. They were really smart about this because the backlash to all the media was that, oh, it's this supernatural chip stuff. And I think the community, the fans, the soap opera community, fans, viewers, were kind of like, we don't want that. I think there was just not excitement about that. And so he made it. They started out with it being like, look, it's just like all the other soap operas. You got a rich family, poor family, middle-class family, you got the lawyers, the cops, and, you know, and this is this world. And then there was a little supernatural stuff.
Angel Girl.
But they weren't gonna lay it on.
Right.
Oh, so there's more.
Oh,
right.
Well, I can't wait.
Okay. Because
I have a question about soaps in general. I have a question about soaps in general.
I have an erection right now.
I'm so sorry.
I have an erection.
These days, it really does.
Why we fell in love.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Please go. And now we can't stop laughing because we're seven.
That was, by the way, that was Natalie. That was not Travis.
It was me. Yeah. It was.
So the thing about watching the first episode, I'm like, it feels like episode 100 because there's so much stuff going on that I have a lot of.
Yeah.
Were you lost?
I was.
Fantastic.
I was a little lost.
Wow.
I was like, these people have relationships that I don't understand.
Did you listen to how that's all we talked about? Like, we talked to each other. Each character is talking about other people.
Yes.
And their relationships. Yeah. Okay.
That would drive David Mamet crazy.
Crazy. Well, let's delve into this. And also, yeah. I do know David Mamet, and we could try and get him on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let's do it.
All right. Interesting that you thought you were coming in on sort of the middle of these people's lives, because that's what makes, I think, a really great piece of entertainment and art, which this is not, let us be clear. So it's interesting that that's
they did one a of good the... job. Like, there's grudges and there's like moments and really cool guitar stings.
I think when you're, you know, it's probably it was a daunting task, I can imagine, to say we're gonna start a soap opera. I mean, nobody did this. Right. No one's like, so you have to make the history of this town deep and dark and strange. And I mean, and it's also like there's the Salem witch stuff.
Right.
Well, hold on.
So it starts. So what I saw in the beginning, it's a town called Harmony.
Yeah.
And we talked about last episode. It's just dripping with irony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like naming your boat the Live Forever. Yeah. And then my notes also say penny whistle, ! Jangly guitar, spin doctors, ?
It felt very Spin Doctors. Yeah. I think it was, we were at the end of that era.
Or maybe like right 5-7 years too late. Anyway, that was the confusing thing. I felt like I was behind the whole time.
Okay. Well, get used to that feeling.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen with you, Ben, is, I think you would agree you're a cerebral guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a writer. You're an intellectual. You're a writer. You think things.
I like to think things through.
He's an intellectual.
Yeah. And so I think that you, and one of the reasons that you're great for this particular task is that you are probably going to try a little too hard to make this something that it's not.
We didn't think you'd be confused, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
No, but it's great.
Well, I'm not like, I mean, it's just that I'm like, there's a lot of backstory here.
Interesting, there's not.
Oh.
And you will,
That's not true.
No, what I was going to say is, I think that what you will learn to realize is that this is it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Because like the way that they do it.
No, you're so wrong.
The way
did we watch the same show? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, the way you're supposed to do it is like in, what was that show? Scandal. Like, new hire at the firm,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting, you know, being shown the ropes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, oh, and steer clear of that person,
inciting incident,
she's trouble.
Yes,
you know?
But that's what Ethan is.
Not in this episode.
Well, no, you know, no. Remember, she
says
new to town.
She says, I've never. Ethan and Sheridan grew up traveling the world.
Let's talk about Ethan and Sheridan.
Okay. All right. So
I get
I've got some notes. First of all, Ethan and Sheridan were absolutely DTF.
Yes, I did.
100%
Ethan horny for Ant.
Yes. Okay. So here's what's interesting. If you go back and watch, you notice that the edits were very incestuous. Now, what I mean is you would see Sheridan talking and then it would cut to me and Gwen, and I was always making out with Gwen.
Yeah.
Whilst talking about Aunt Sheridan.
And then we'd stop and then I'd start talking about Sheridan. And it was very obvious in watching that they were trying to make this. I don't know if they did it on purpose, but there was this link between us.
Yes.
I mean, if they didn't see it, then they were just too close to this, they being the editors.
But it's also like we're making out, having sex on the beach.
The whole episode.
Talking about family members.
With a fire during the day.
Yeah.
During the day.
And she only wears a sheet. Gets out of that sheet or blanket.
No, that's a big, TV thing, though. The sheet that stays.
Why does she have a bikini?
I call it bra sex. Well, because they were having sex.
Just had sex. Like, what you realize in that episode is that whole, that's not even a day.
Oh,
that's
there's a timing issue.
It's like a
half hour. The timing is
a huge
is
timing
insane.
Always.
Because Ethan Gwynn time is minutes. Sheridan time is
days.
Luis and Miguel's time is minutes. The Bennett family, it's like a whole day.
Yeah.
I mean, the timelines are jacked up. It's morning into afternoon.
Well, I can tell you exactly where I found it.
Well, here's my note. Was Liza supposed to be naked under the blanket in broad daylight? Next to a roaring fire.
We were both naked. I mean, this was supposed to be post. Okay, here's my little personal story about that scene. That's what we're talking about. So we were supposed to had sex. And the director, which in the episode it says Jim Saya was the director. I didn't work with Jim. There was a different director. I looked up this guy. Mm-hmm. His name was TJ.
Oh, he was one of the location directors.
He was a location director.
What's TJ's last name?
Scott. Okay. This guy, this is my first day on this job. I've never worked on a television show in my life. We're exterior on the beach. I sat in my trailer while a makeup artist rubbed from my forehead down to my toes, body.
And into your butthole.
Not into my butthole, but basically massaged into my entire body, body makeup.
No butthole body makeup?
No butthole body
makeup. That would be
makeup.
An OSHA violation.
I was so nervous, guys. I was freaking out. Mm. And I get on set and I'm so nervous. And this fucking director, the first shot of the day, he's like, okay, Travis, you stand right in front of the camera and I want you closing up your towel. It's your dick shot. And I've got this little, what do they call them? These little
dance belt.
Well, I didn't wear a dance belt. It was actually like boxers. Oh. It was boxers, but they're like flesh colored. And this guy.
Oh, like Spanx, basically. But
right. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Spanx. And I'm like, I've never walked around in front of 50 people like this. Yeah. You know, it was so uncomfortable. And this is what the guy said to me. And I remember saying, this is hell. This is hell. I was so nervous. I was so insecure. I was just, God. And then this director just made me look like a total douchebag in front of everybody. And everybody's laughing, making fun of me and stuff. And I was like, it was the worst day of my life in terms of work. It was the hardest. It was trial by fire.
Yeah.
I got sunburned on my back because if you noticed, I'm always on top of her. Mm-hmm. Liza was sunburned on her face because they touched up our sunscreen once.
Sure.
Because that morning.
Why not?
Never reapplied. It took so long and every time I messed up, it was like, all right, let's do. I mean, it was so gross and so hard. And I went back to my room and cried. Like, I cried at lunch. And I was devastated. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I wanted to leave. I wanted to quit. I wanted to quit and go home.
That's your first day.
That was my first day. First
professional acting.
Not professional acting, but first day on Passions. Right. Like, okay. And I was a mess because it couldn't have gone any worse.
Yeah.
And after that day, I realized I could do anything in this town. Like, I'm like, I don't think anything will ever be that hard again.
Yeah.
And I have yet to have a job that hard. I've had some hard ones.
You got your cherry popped.
But yeah. And it was trial by fire, like the definition of trial by fire, because it was horrifying.
It's really hard to express because I understand exactly what you're talking about. And we'll talk next week about my first day.
Yeah.
It is such a singular experience to, I have to say, not just like your first day on a TV show as a regular, but your first day on a soap opera in particular. It is a completely different and new and specific genre that nobody teaches you about, and you get thrown into this thing. And everybody thinks you know it, and you're treated, you know, like you're a vet, and, you know, you weren't, I wasn't.
No.
And there is this sense of impatience because of the workload.
It's the workload.
And I'm actually very surprised that there wasn't somebody who was a slightly more sensitive to that on the first day, because there were so many newbies, so many new people.
Yeah.
Crew and the directors probably weren't.
Exactly. Yeah.
No,
so,
no, the crew. Yeah. The crew, just the producers.
Well, and this is something that even people who work in like 1 hour dramas don't know. Cause we actually had, on one of the shows I was on, one of the actors told us that she worked in soaps. And at lunch, we were having lunch with the actor, which is something they do in television sometimes. Anyway, she was telling us how many pages she had to memorize. And it was like, everyone was just shocked. And I don't remember what the number was, like 20 pages a day or something?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, I had 30 days, 30 page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're having to keep all that in your head while, I mean.
And it's your first day. Well, you're basically the lead of the show. And if you fuck up, then everything's going to be your fault. And just all these thoughts, I'm sure, were going through your head. And then.
Yeah, I mean, those guys thought we were going to bang that beach scene out by like lunch.
Always.
And always. I was. I know, always. And I felt like I let everyone down. I'm like, nobody's going to want to work with me. I'm probably going to get fired.
Yeah.
Because I keep messing up. And in the middle of the episode, that speech that I talk about Sheridan, it's a monologue. That thing was so hard. Yeah. So hard.
When I was watching, there's a part where you say something like, it's almost like a reverse oppositional thought, and I was like, I mean, the writers didn't do you any favors. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, no. I mean, it's like a positive colliding with a negative. It was very
that happened a lot.
Crazy,
yeah.
Where you have to completely do it, like do a 180, and
also,
what is that called?
It's something. I mean, I think you just said it.
Well, I don't know.
Did you just make it up.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I just made it up. Reversal, like, you can't. Yeah, but like also just what was funny is anytime they refer to Ethan Crane, it's always Ethan Crane.
Always, yes. Ethan Crane.
Yeah.
I also had to say,
you referred to yourself in third person.
Officer Luis Lopez Fitzgerald.
No, that's not
true. I always had to say officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you referred to yourself. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes.
No, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full name. Yeah.
Ethan Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ethan Crane doesn't want to do that. It's very princely.
No. And that was the whole thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
And this was my ongoing argument with them, was that, and I, that's a whole nother thing, but I had this, like, I'm going to change this genre.
Oh, bless. Oh, my God.
I was so ignorant.
Travis Schultz versus
I was soap. Like, I am going to be the Marlon Brando of the soap opera world. Boy, did I learn a lot.
No wonder you cried. That must have been a real.
I had a lot. I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Yeah.
And it's also a love scene, which is.
Did you? Yes. Travis, I'm so sorry that was your experience. That makes me it makes my heart bleed for you.
Yeah,
truly. Because I know I get it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, everybody gets it. Everybody has a shitty day at work.
Yeah, but again, the singularity of that particular experience is something to be. And you don't have to share this if you don't want to, but were you and Liza able to sort of come together and bond over what was like sort of you against everything else? Or did you feel like you guys were sort of on separate islands just having to deal with this new thing? And again, feel free to.
No, that did not happen. I remember rehearsing in my room or her room, and I remember just her not being into it.
Yeah.
Just being like, yeah, I don't want to take the, what actors always say is like, I don't want to take the life out of it, or, you know, I don't want to, yeah, Nellie says that. I don't want to beat it to death.
I don't want to do it to death.
Yeah. You can't really beat to death.
We're very different.
Soap opera dialogue. I'm like, look, can I, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, you give a little, take a little. Sure. And again, I'd only worked with theater people, you know, I didn't know what it was going to be like. So it was hard.
Well, the good news is that you had your Aunt Sheridan to soothe your wounds.
How much older is the actor who played Sheridan than you?
Let's talk about this for a second.
Do I need to look it up?
You should. Yes. It always
McKinsey
seems.
McKinsey was my age.
Okay, then that answers that. Yes. I have to look it up. Thanks.
Yes, same there you
at
go.
The same time.
There was always a weirdness with like she. I still, having watched the first episode, can't quite wrap my brain up. Like, whose dad is her brother? Like, is there a brother dad? I mean, they should just be cousins, obviously. But
and then they can.
Then they can be Amanda right. Craning it. Yeah.
Right.
That was always weird. And then there's the Princess Di factor.
I have a big, yeah. That's yeah. underscored here.
Let's get into
this
that.
Is some deep diving into
we heard my Princess one. Di moment.
So at first I thought the priest said Princess Diana. And then later when she's saying like to the statue or whatever, she says Brianna.
No.
And then she says, Diana, bruh, yeah, there's, because we had to rewind it. I was watching it with Amy, and she was like, did she say Diana or Brianna? Hey, Val, it's Ben. Per the discussion in the episode, I went and checked, and she is saying Lady Diana, not Lady Brianna. I really need to get my hearing checked.
Why would she say Brianna?
I don't know, but it clearly, like, the word.
They just missed it. Editors just missed it.
Oh, they missed a few things. Yeah.
She was in Paris. She may have been. Sipping on a cock. She wasn't the type.
She was very.
I don't know. But here's what I learned from watching this episode, that Sheridan has been mourning Princess Di for 2 years.
Yeah.
Two fucking years.
When did Prince Di die? She died August 31st, 1997.
Well, if you asked John Mulaney, he could have told you that by memory. That dude's obsessed. With the death of Princess Diana.
That would be great.
We would like to get him on the show.
Just talk about this.
Yes, please.
Just as a plea, yeah. So, please come on the show and talk about
it. I mean, unless yeah.
Well, here's the thing. John Mulaney would love to know that according to Passions Episode 1, Diana was on her way to see Sheridan the night she died.
Yes.
That is a tidbit that no one knows about. That phone call was fucking excruciating.
It was really disturbing.
I can't imagine how McKinsey felt doing that.
We were all uncomfortable with it. Everyone thought exactly the same thing. Like, this is not cool.
So if you haven't seen the
news, everybody reacted the same way. They were like, that is not cool.
If you haven't seen the episode. And you're just tuning in.
No, we don't need it.
Well, no, there. This is. I won't do this all the time. But there was a phone. There's a phone call between Sheridan and Princess Diana, where she is. It is the night of her death, and she and Dodi Al-Fayed are leaving the Ritz. It's disgusting. Leaving the Ritz and going. We're on our way to come see you, Sheridan. And she's like, "Oh, you're my best friend. I can't wait to see you." And then she gets off the phone and she's like. Be careful. I mean, it's just everything about
it. She has a premonition.
She does.
Well, she gets off the phone and she's like, "Oh, that doesn't feel right."
Be careful. Yeah. It's so gross.
Yeah. Yeah. She was very uncomfortable.
I'm sure she was. There was a lot of press, not a lot, but there was soap opera press about this. Oh, yeah. And I was going to dig some up, but
controversial thing.
Yeah, it was one of the things. I think it was the biggest controversy.
Guys, we were in Time Magazine.
We were also in Entertainment Weekly when I was, you know, the 2 years I was there.
That's,
yeah, we made some real pop culture
Yeah, go back and look at the old time issues.
Yeah. I'll go look it up.
So yeah, that was something that I had remembered but didn't really remember how terrible really it had been. Yeah. I knew it was bad. And I think at the time I was like, what's the big deal? I mean, yeah, it's gross and it's a bad taste, but it's a soap. What do you expect? And then I watched it and then I realized, this is unacceptable.
What's also, 'cause they did a lot of shooting and, you know, like the beach, they had outdoor tennis courts, which are usually more expensive ways to shoot. But sure. Then for the revelation about Princess Di, they have a soundstage with a statue of, I assume, Jesus and a French priest. And it's like a very, it's like the darkest church I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, she did go, Mackenzie Westmore went to Paris to shoot.
See, like if you can send someone to Paris, just get a church.
They spent their budget on.
I found this song. I'm sorry. I got this song was. This was the song when she's at the long walk to the statue and says Brianna, apparently.
I mean, I'll go check again, but I think she says Brianna. I think the editors just missed it.
I mean,
okay. Well, that's the thing. So I want to go back to the thing about how she's been mourning Princess Diana for 2 years. First of all, they just met like not that long ago before she died. She says, you know, we haven't been friends for long, but our lives seem to parallel each other. And so this bitch is mourning this woman who she wasn't in a romantic relationship, I don't think, with for longer than most people do.
Yeah, it's
a friendship. Right. I mean, well, you know, not to be crass, but after 2 years, you're good.
But why did he die?
Well, because they wanted the character of Sheridan to basically be their Princess Diana, you know, emulate Princess Diana. When I was reading for the role of Gwen originally before the whole Amanda debacle, what they were saying was we want a Gwyneth Paltrow type.
Yeah.
They may have missed the mark a little bit, but did you not know that?
But they do. I mean, I know writers will write the name of an actor into a script as a shorthand, and then never gets changed.
Right. Yeah. So they really wanted this character to feel like royalty,
a fragile princess.
Who's always unlucky in love,
And who's in love with her nephew,
who's in love with her in DTF.
And could be murdered.
Oh, that's right.
All the time.
Guy who says he's going to do, like, just announcing to the world, I'm going to shoot her.
Kill her now. Okay, my favorite part of that is he's like, I cannot wait anymore. I'm going to kill her now.
Yeah.
And then he opens his bag and he can't find his gun. Like, there's like,
did I miss gun? That?
Quite possibly like, the world's worst assassin.
The world's worst assassin. I'm like, most assassins. Your gun's right there.
Like, if you're an assassin, like your stock of and trade is, you know, secrecy and quiet, you know.
Right. No.
He's like on the phone.
He puts the bag on the table and starts digging through. Huh? Where's my gun?
It's a cafe.
Yeah.
It's a crowded cafe.
Right there in an open air cafe in the middle of
Champs-Élysées. So we have established that Ethan and Gwen are this sort of golden couple of harmony, or they're going to be, and Sheridan as Princess Di. And then we've got, bless her sweet, we've got Teresa.
Yes.
Oh,
who was,
yeah.
After watching this episode, I was like, she was so fucking money horny. She was so, I'm going to be rich.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what?
And she has like an Us magazine that features like a local celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah. It,
oh, that's going to be the least of your.
It was like she's 18 going on 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird. And Lindsay, I remember Lindsay, she's like, this is just, what am I saying?
We have to have Lindsay on. Lindsay and I are, after 20 years, we're finally best friends.
We'll get her some whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, what, she'll talk.
What
she'll
is
sing.
The name of the family, the tennis player family?
The Russells.
The Russells.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let's talk
tennis.
Pull
that one out of my butt.
So there's this is what I'm talking about, the timing. So there's a scene where Mr. Russell, Coach Russell, he says, we have to get ready for the carnival tomorrow. He specifically says tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, get ready for this shit.
Yeah. But then the carnival's happening
that day.
and you're being, like, you know, talked to by the cops. So you've been in timeline. You've been on that beach for 2 days.
But they're at the carnival, but it's not going. They're setting up.
Mm.
I thought they were setting up the carnival.
Looks like the carnival's happening.
Well,
Well, wait. We're going to be in that carnival for weeks. Because
remember the Bennett?
Well, you're not.
Because the Bennett kids go because they got to help set up.
Yes. The fighting sisters.
Well, yeah, because the mother, what's her name?
Grace.
Fucking Grace was up all night. Don't you wake her up. She was all night planning, up all night planning that carnival. I thought that was such a weird, like, as opposed to up all night, like, feeding the homeless or up all night, like, coming up with astrophysics. She was up all night planning that carnival. I was like, what the fuck even is that?
Yeah. Don't wake her up. I actually have a note about that when he says that to his daughters.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like he says carnival plants. So maybe the real thing that's happening is I'm going deaf. I don't know. But.
Or maybe you just have very acute hearing.
Maybe. Right. It was also, when I watched it on YouTube, it was out of sync. So I couldn't.
Yeah.
Which is the best way to watch
it. The audio, whatever we watched, whoever posted
it. It was
that,
bad.
Not well done. But
I wrote, what is a carnival plant? Question mark. Does it ever pay off? Question mark.
Did you really think, like, you didn't go past that and think, maybe I misheard it?
Maybe I misheard
it. I rewound it, just like I did with Brianna. You guys are going to find out.
Nope, never watching that shit again.
So you rewound the scene that's not even dubbed correctly. Hoping that it would get clearer.
I don't know.
I got to say, guys, I found myself, and I apologize to Dana. I found myself fast forwarding through the Grace stuff. It was so beyond uninteresting to me.
That's the angel girl.
And you know, despite the fact that Mary Elizabeth Winstead, one of our star players, which you might have to go back and watch those scenes now that you know that.
So she's the younger sister.
She's Jessica, I believe.
She's the one that says, I must.
Right. I did.
That's the point at which she said, I'm going to quit.
Increase the breast.
Well, that's what we used to say when we were.
It's from Judy Blume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, so she was in those scenes, and even she couldn't do it for me.
Grace?
Mary Elizabeth and Taylor, who was I didn't work with Taylor. Give me Taylor's last name.
Mounts.
Taylor and Mounts, who played who had many. Again, you'll learn this. A lot of the characters have many recasts over the years.
Yeah.
She left before I got there, and so did Mary Elizabeth. But I heard incredible. I mean, the crew did not stop talking about Taylor and her talent. Taylor Ann.
She was very naturalistic. She did it really well. Little trivia for you: the angel is Pete Rose's
daughter.
Hmm.
Yeah. Angel girl.
I gotta meet Pete Rose.
Yeah, he would come to set sometimes.
He has short hair.
He does. He does indeed. Yeah. What a connection you just made.
It's a very interesting guy. I love the Bennett stuff. I thought the stuff. Here's what I'll tell you.
Okay.
Out of all the stuff that was on that show, that felt the most normal, authentic, like real. Yeah. I'm not talking about the Gray stuff, obviously not, but like the relationship with the sisters. And I thought James really did a great job.
So watchable. He is James, so
that's
watchable.
The dad. And he's a sheriff.
Yes. And the sheriff,
Chef Benet is what we called him.
That was his nickname, Chef Benet, because he was the worst sheriff, almost as bad as our sheriff here in Los Angeles.
Topical.
Yeah, topical.
And who's
but
the guy?
I thought James was great. I thought he really handled those scenes very well.
I did too. I really loved watching him.
Yeah, it was fun. Like that in terms of what I liked watching. I mean, obviously watching myself was hard.
Yeah.
But
it was a very fun watch for me because I've never seen it, and it was actually kind of fun to see Travis as a youth
ingenue.
Yes, are you
as a youth?
Are you just chomping at the bit to see what happens next?
I do. I want to know. First of all, does Sheridan come back to Harmony?
Never.
She
just spends the entire 10 years in Paris.
Yeah.
I need to know what's happening with Angel Girl.
Okay.
And Grace. I don't know. I'm assuming that the angel actually may not be benevolent. She may be malevolent.
There you go.
I'm guessing.
Well, so do you think, Ben, that you will, because for the listeners, we are going to, for our next episode, skip ahead to mine and Travis's first episode. So there's
a
big
200
bit.
Episodes,
there's
right?
a big
right.
bit
right.
that you're missing in the middle. So I wonder, will you be...
Will I be any further lost than I am now? Don't think so.
If you skip, that's what's great about the
soaps is you just start watching on Monday. Mm-hmm. And by Friday, you're caught up on everything that happened.
When I did my Santa Barbara experiment, it was exactly it. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I learned doing soaps is I said, oh, that's why we're repeating the same thing over and over again.
It's for the newbies.
It's for the people that are just tuning in.
Well, that's a very specific type of writing.
Yes.
And like I think it was Chef Benet said to Dr. Russell.
Yes.
Said, not only are you her best friend, you're also a medical doctor.
Yo, get ready for so much of that.
Yeah.
We might want to add that Dr. Russell is almost as bad a doctor as Chef Benet is a police officer.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Real bad.
Well, speaking of, since we got bad doctors have bad sheriffs, guess what? Ethan Crane was not a great lawyer.
I was just
going to
ask.
Hold on. Ethan was a lawyer?
Yeah. He was setting
I'm always working on contracts. That's what's funny, too.
Wait, you're a practicing lawyer?
Yes. I still had to take the bar. I have to take the bar.
That's right.
But I'm busy on contracts. Through all the episodes I shot, I was always working on contracts. And I constantly lost.
For your father?
Yes, for my father. I lost every case.
You were shitty.
I was a terrible lawyer. And I kept arguing with people. I'm like, can I just win a case? I mean, come on.
You mean like the writers? You would go to the writers and be like, I would
just yell at them in the microphones because I knew they could hear what we were saying and they were watching the feed somewhere up in their cabins in New England.
I am going to have some questions about the writing process and
According to one of my
for later.
I will just as a tidbit for that. I used to have a public email address and when I was on Passions and it was when I first got email and it was public because I was like, who fucking cares, right? And I would get, you know, the occasional fan letter, almost all hate mail. One time I remember that I got an email from a guy who was bitching about the writing to me. And I make it a point not to really respond to anything. But I wrote back, I don't write for the show, bro. Like, it seems like a real, real obvious thing. But people get very sucked into.
They do. People don't understand how. I mean, a lot of times if you talk to people back home, at least I've had to explain shooting out of sequence.
Yeah.
A lot of times people think that you shoot chronologically.
Which
I usually do.
Which sometimes makes sense.
It does. But sometimes people even ask, so the actors make up their lines? What, you know?
Yeah.
Right. All those questions.
Okay. I will say this. This was a very intricate and well-dissected breakdown of the first episode. And we're going to have Ben and Reagan, our daughter, and Uncle Ben.
And now for your recap.
So Reagan, I understand you watched the episode.
Yes.
And what was your opinion? What did you think?
So how was she actually outside also? The angel part.
Oh, right. The angel girl. Yeah, that's a question I have too. So what did you think was happening?
Because remember I said this is going to be a scary part.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't scary?
No.
Yeah.
She was having a dream because mom told me.
Did you say that was kind of like, that's the thing you want to know the most?
And why did she want the other lady to wake up?
I'm not sure.
I'm really not sure.
Do you think when you watch this again, you'll want to see more of that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I have news for you. There's more of that to come.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Ben?
What?
And well, is there anything else that you would like to add to this recap?
Well, I liked the phone. Eiffel Tower. Police officers. The sisters were fighting. And then she drank some water. I don't know how they ended the fight. I like this as much as Kiki's delivery service.
And that was your recap.
Recap!
I just remembered, guys.
Oh, let's hear it.
Fan letters.
We have
a big box of them.
And do you want to know why we have a big box of them, Ben?
What?
Because they tell you when this was years ago. They tell you when you're on a soap and you get fan mail to keep the mail. Don't throw it out because in case somebody murders you.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So we have all of our fan mails. You don't have a lot. I have because I only got like a little.
I got some creepy stuff.
I saved some of the good
some
stuff.
Some guy wanted to.
Well, let's save it.
Yeah. Wow. That I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That
so,
makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. So we have
clues.
You would go to the mailbox and you pick up your scripts and then all your fan mail would spill out.
Oh, adorable. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of his fan mail would spill out.
Yeah.
And I would get my three hate letters.
This sounds like
we had different experiences, guys.
Yeah. There weren't a lot of Gwen fans out
Not
there.
Not a lot of Gwen fans. So we're going to, yeah, we'll read some fan mail. We'll have Reagan Schultz and Ben Hayes, Uncle Ben, do some Ray caps along the way. And we'll also, we're also going to do a little segment that we like to call Gwen and Ethan Talk About Current Events.
Oh, so you guys are going to be in character.
We're going to put on our actor caps.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're going to do some stuff. So that's what we have in store for this, this here podcast.
Yeah.
What's Gwen's last name?
Hotchkiss.
That's right.
Hotchkiss.
That's not easy to say either.
No.
No, and it's very like...
Officer Luis Lopez was jailed. Try saying that when you're really angry. Like, he's tearing up my life, Officer Luis Lopez was jailed. I mean, I didn't talk like that, but it was hard.
They did not do you guys any favors.
No.
No, they did not. And I think that is a perfect note to end on.
All right.
Cool. No favors.
No favors.
We're done. Guys, thanks for joining us.
And I'm like, no. And then what? My back's killing me. It was so obnoxious.
Yeah. So that was.
I felt like they were
fucking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may have been. So I come on stage and he's like, you again. And I'm like, Shakespeare.
I think it was Stoppard, actually.
Whatever.
Because we were doing a Stoppard play.
God. Our theater company.